Welcome to today's episode, E Te Whānau. I am so excited to get into today's content because I think that this episode is going to provide so much value for everyone listening in today. Today we're sitting here with Hamish Nuttall. Hamish grew his last business, Naked Bus, to $15 million in 8 years with a 40% market share in New Zealand. That's 750,000 passengers a year. Don't you guys think this is just absolutely exciting? And the thing that actually really excites me is that he didn't even own buses. He didn't hire bus drivers. Instead, he built a sales and marketing system that automated everything from getting new customers to checking them in. And he was able to use this system to grow a very successful business. And I cannot wait to get more into his story because he's been kind enough to come and share a bit more about his story today, share some lessons in marketing and automation so that anyone listening in today who does run a business will be able to use these tips and tricks to level up their own business. So kia ora, Hamish, welcome to the podcast. I'm very excited to get into it. Should we start off with a bit of your business journey? What's that been like for you? What are some of the highlights? What are some of the lowlights maybe? I'd love to learn more.
Well, kia ora, and thank you, Kahu. Thank you very much for having me. I'm really delighted to be here. I've been following your podcast and so on for a while, and I'm just amazed by what you've achieved. So thank you. So my journey has been interesting. I would call myself an accidental entrepreneur. I never set out to be an entrepreneur. When I was young, and still am, I was passionate about the environment and about the way that the transport could impact on that, and particularly public transport. And I was always trying to, improve public transport in the work that I did. And I realized that the best way of doing that was just to do it myself. So I saw a gap in the market in New Zealand. Public transport between cities was very poor. There's pretty much no rail system. And the bus system was very staid, boring, and not very effective. And I thought that there was a way of dramatically increasing the numbers of people using public transport by making it a bit more edgy, but also making it lower cost because it was very expensive. I think at the time it cost $60, and this was like 15 years ago, to travel from Auckland to Rotorua on the bus, which is a lot of money. And so what... I looked at the low-cost airlines and I figured out that the way they did it was stripping out the costs you don't need and just providing the basic service. And then if you wanted to buy add-ons, you could do that. Mm. And so we came up with the idea of the from $1. So the seats went up in price, but the first seat was $1. Our average prices were half the price of the competition, so that's $20. And we just grew massively. In the first half of the first year, we were growing at 5% a week. Wow. The first day we carried three people, but very quickly we grew. And as you say, we didn't own buses, we didn't employ drivers. We had bus operators that were working for us. And initially I went to them and said, you're running a bus between A and B, give us 10 seats or 20 seats. And leave it to us. Trust us. We know what we're doing. And it worked. They gave us those seats. After about 2 months, I went to them. I said, I need the whole bus because we've grown so much. And then after 3 months, I said, actually, you need to get a bigger bus because all the buses are full. And then we just started adding routes. We started off in the north of the North Island, and we grew to the whole of the North Island, I think, in the first 6 months. And then we grew to South Island after about 9 months. And it just kept on going.
That is an incredible, incredible story. I think it's so exciting when people have an idea. And is this something that kind of happened overseas before it happened in New Zealand?
Absolutely. There were lots of similar models. And I looked at a lot of models, whether it was airlines or buses, trains and so on. We did something slightly different in that I decided not to buy my bus. I mean, I did start off by thinking, well, maybe I'll buy two secondhand buses and start that. And I thought, that's incredibly risky. There are these small mum and dad operators that are running between a few towns. Why not go to them? Because I know they're only carrying five people on a 20-seat bus. Go to them and say, give me the 10 seats you're not using. Unfortunately, enough of them said yes, that we could get traction.
That's incredible. Yeah. So what I was going to say was, I just love how, you know, you had an idea, something that you hadn't seen in New Zealand before, and you're just running with it. And you're obviously, there are challenges that came up and you were able to, you know, work through those. But I just think that's incredibly inspiring, and something we can all learn from. So I want to go into a bit more detail about marketing and how you were able to use this. What is something you think that most people don't really understand about marketing?
So just, if we just start with Naked Bus, what I did was build a system that tells you people from strangers to actually checking in on the bus. So we automated that whole process, and maybe we can come back to that later. But sort of thinking that as a framework, marketing is the bit that develops the messaging and attracts and engages potential customers and gets them at least interested in thinking about your product when they're considering it. But the key thing that a lot of people forget is that that's not enough. You need to sell. And so sales is a different process. Sales is turning those interested parties, we often call them leads or prospects, turning them into customers. And that's the really hard bit. I mean, it's quite easy to get your name in front of people. You can run adverts on TV or on the internet and so on. But turning them into customers is a much different thing. And for a lot of small businesses, that is one-on-one conversations. So somebody coming to the shop, somebody picking up the phone, somebody sending an email or sending an SMS and saying, you know, I'm interested in your service, tell me more. And what they're really saying is, convince me why I should buy from you. And that's the hard thing. And that's the thing that's really hard to scale, because you can imagine having lots of those one-on-one conversations. It takes a lot of time. When you're a plumber or, you know, you're running a shop and you're having one-on-one conversations all the time and you're not actually running your business. So that's the thing that's really hard, and the thing that people find it difficult to focus on.
That's awesome. And yeah, I really, really agree. I remember having thousands of followers online. So, you know, I was doing the marketing side and I would launch a program. This was, you know, I've launched a few programs over the years. And then, you know, it took a few days before I even made one sale. And I was like, how is it that I have, you know, thousands of people, you know, interested in stuff, but I hadn't nailed the sales side of things. So, you know, I think it's probably the same as kind of, you need the mindset and the strategy in order to succeed with money or business. Same with, you know, you need marketing and sales in order to succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Someone that I really respect said to me one time, you know, Hamish, your customers aren't dreaming about you. And what that means to me is that you need to give them a reason to buy. You need to make it easy for them. You need to get them thinking about you. So that is marketing. But that is also selling. Putting the message out there generally doesn't do it on its own. You need to do all those other things that actually convince them to take that really quite hard next step. Because sometimes your product could be quite expensive, and it's a big decision to make. And there's lots of competition as well.
Yeah. That's incredible. So how could a beginner business owner start to optimize marketing more within their business?
So I think you always have to start with the basic, which is, what does your customer look like? Well, you know, what, think about your dream customer, and you know, what are they interested in? Where do they go online? What magazines do they read or whatever? And then think, what's their problem? What problem are you trying to solve? Don't start with your product. I see many people who go in and say, I've got this widget, please buy my widget, without having thought about what problem you're trying to solve. So, you know, let's take an example. If you're selling cars, it's not about, you know, this is a flash car. The problem is, you know, I'm a mum with three kids and I need to get them to school and I need to get to work. Those are the problems you're trying to solve. And whatever business you're in, you need to solve problems, because people aren't interested in listening to you talking about your product. They want to talk to somebody who can help them, somebody who's actually listening to their problems. Because if you can understand their problems, you can show you're understanding their problems. The people you're talking to realize that you're actually listening to them and empathizing.
Yeah. My favorite analogy with this is like proposing to someone. You wouldn't just go up to someone and say, like, will you marry me? But that's what a lot of businesses are doing when they're trying to just, you know, jump straight to sales and stuff. It's like, get to know someone, find out more about them. And then if it is right for them, then you can propose, not just skipping.
Yeah, look, that's a very good analogy, because Don't propose on the first date. The first thing is getting to know each other, understanding them, and showing that you have similar interests or whatever. And then, you know, there's a progression that gets the marriage. And the marriage is the same. Like in this case, the first date is, you know, what are your problems? You know, how are you currently solving your problems and so on. And then you think about what the solution might be for that. Same solution every time, but you need to show you understand their problem.
Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of business owners, and I, you know, chat to them about like, how are you getting customers? How do you market your business? And they say, oh, you know, I make a few posts on social media, but, you know, mainly word of mouth. For people in that position, what could you say to them? What could help them?
So look, I think word of mouth is great, and it works for a lot of businesses, and it has worked for many years. And if you think about, you know, think about before the internet, before television, radio, and so on, word of mouth. So visibility and word of mouth were the way you got customers. And it does work. The problem is our attention over the last 10 years has really focused online, has shifted online. So what that means is we're not engaging in as many word of mouth conversations. So think about when you researching a product, you may well talk to friends about, you know, buying a thing, but it might often be online. They'll share links with you. But you'll more often see things online and say, oh, that's interesting, I'll follow that. And so let's sort of bridge that gap to social media. Social media is great if you have a purpose with it, but just posting about your product is not going to show people that you understand their problems. You need to have an objective, and you need to talk to your dream customer about their problems. And so online is obviously the way to do that, but automating it as well so that you can have repeatable and scalable messages and personalized messages with AI and so on. That's the way that's going to get you traction today.
You're too right, actually, because I recently was looking for a photographer. And so I searched online for a photographer, and it wasn't until I couldn't find someone that I actually asked a friend. I said, do you know of any photographers, you know, here? But it was like, I didn't bother asking anyone that I knew if they knew any photographers. First, I, you know, went online and tried to find someone. And it was only until I couldn't that I actually asked. So I understand you've started a new business, Lazy Magnet, or you've got new resources that can help people. I would love to learn more about this, what you're offering, how this can help people support businesses to get more customers.
Right. So can I just give a little story to this first, because just to understand, you know, where I came from, I think people will understand the journey that I've taken. But at Naked Bus, we built a sales and marketing automation system for our business that took, we didn't actually talk to our customers at all. In fact, when every time we talked to a customer, whether it's email on the phone, we regarded that as a defect because it meant they couldn't find what they needed on the website. They couldn't do what they want to do on the website. So our online system failed to enable them to buy a ticket, if that makes sense. So we were not we were a business to consumer business. We weren't having one-on-one conversations, but we really focused on making it easy for people to book online, from the, you know, the marketing messages to the, you know, the customer interface, customer journey on the website, make it as simple as possible. And when I finished Naked Bus, what I realized was that in conversations with friends and so on, they would ask me, I'm thinking of doing this, what do you think, and business and so on. I realized that that's what every business needs. It's the missing piece. The people I was talking to are experts in their business, whether it's a plumber or a consultant or whatever, but they really were really challenged by the idea of getting strangers interested enough in their business to engage and then buy their product or service. And so I thought, well, you know, I've done this for Naked Bus. Is there a general system I can build that will help small and medium businesses do that? And then, of course, we've had this explosion of automation and in the last couple of years, AI. And so we can now automate every single conversation whether it's on SMS, web chat, email, voice, and so on, and also personalize it through AI. So we're now having conversations with, or our system is now having conversations with people that, I mean, for our business, the last one was at 2 o'clock this morning. Somebody who's now interested in our product was talking to our AI bot and is now booking a meeting. So, and they probably don't, 80% of the time, they don't know they're talking to a bot. But the point is that the bot is focusing on their problems. We're training it to empathize, but also understand their problem, but also take them along a journey of, I need your name, I need your email, I want to qualify you, and now let's book you into a meeting. Mm. So that's really where Lazy Magnet AI came from, was an understanding that this is a general problem that businesses have. And if we can build a system that we can plug into your existing business that engages on SMS and so on, we can turn those strangers into leads and then into customers. And it just happens on autopilot.
That's incredible.
I wish that we'd had that system at NakedBus. Just imagine what we could have done if instead of having people answering the phone or answering emails, it had all been handled by AI, and we could have booked people conversationally. I mean, with Lazy Magnet, we actually can book people by text message, and it's not like, here's a link. It's like, okay, do you want to book a meeting? Yes, okay. How about Tuesday at 2 or Wednesday at 3? And the person will say, actually, no, Thursday morning is better. Okay, we've got a slot at 10 o'clock. You're booked in. It's as easy as that. No going on the website. Imagine if we could do that could have done that with bus tickets. My life would have been a lot awesome. Done. I probably would have had more hair than I have.
That would have been nice. No, I have.
What you say?
No, I love it. I'm very open-minded. Lucky this is a podcast for those listening to the audio, but if you are listening on YouTube, you'll be able to see Hamish. It's been incredible talking to you. Are there any kind of final words or final things you want to share with those listening in today about how you might be able to further support businesses wanting to get more customers?
There's people who are thinking, and to them I would say you need a really clear idea of what you want to do. You need to think about who your dream customer is, and you need to have a path in your head of how you're going to achieve that. And then we can have a conversation how our system can help you. And we certainly am keen to help startups, and we can implement something really quickly. It takes about 7 days to set up our system and start getting new customers. If you're an existing business, it's silly. You've already got customers, you've got a revenue base, but you still need to focus. You may need to start from, who is my dream customer? You've been used to the word of mouth. Mm. People may be walking past the door, and you need to think in a different way. How am I going to attract those people? And have a conversation with us, and we'll show you, we'll take the information from you and show you how you can automate that. So that once that's been set up, once we've set that up for you, you can focus on serving those customers, taking the meetings or whatever it is, and we will just deliver those customers to you.
That's incredible.
I don't know, does that answer
your question? Yes, it does. Thank you. And for those listening in today, I'm going to have the links available in the description below if you're wanting to get in touch with Hamish or a chatbot too, to have a chat about how he might be able to help you.
Eventually you'll talk to me. Eventually you'll talk to me.
Yes. No, honestly, it's been so awesome learning more about your journey and gaining valuable insights. I'm so grateful for your time. Thank you, Hamish, for spending your time with us on the Māori Millennial Podcast.